It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We've decided we're good with Buzz. We just want Maryland to keep up their end of the bargain and keep it going.
Yeah.
Buzz Williams set to address the media today at noon. That joint moved fast.
Hey, man, let's be real. When they heard about him having a possibility of moving, they started working.
I mean, we had, you know, these various college basketball guys on throughout the week, and they were all like, yeah, Buzz wants the job.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when they knew Kevin was about to go, they started reaching out.
Right.
And getting feelers.
Oh, yeah.
And they knew where to go. And that's how the good ones do it. You don't wait till he leaves, then say, oh, now we're going to look. If he starts looking, you can't wait for him to get out the door because you got somebody else to replace him.
Yeah.
And normally you want somebody better. And in this essence, it seems like they got somebody better.
All right. Speaking of somebody better, this is pretty damn funny and cool. John Gruden, Super Bowl winning coach with the Bucks, coached with the Raiders, eventually came back and coached with the Raiders again. Not without his own controversies, but John Gruden now is like a Barstool sports guy. And just like a content guy and still like a crazy football fan. And I guess it's become a thing where people send John, like coaches, send John Gruden like a swag bag, basically. And so John Gruden got a new swag bag sent to him. And here he is reacting to it.
Look at this, Fox. From Louisiana, the raging Cajun. It's not red, it's Vermilion red. Head
yep,
coach
Vermilion,
Michael
baby.
DeSormo. The raging Cajuns. Louisiana. Now it's just the University of Louisiana. It used to be Louisiana Lafayette. This is where Charles Peanut Tillman of the Bears went. I mean, you'd be walking down, running down the field, and Tillman, boom! He would strip that freaking ball out of there. Charles Tillman, one of the great DBs of all time. And one of my favorite guys is Ike Taylor, former Pittsburgh Steeler, number 24, played press coverage, would take your best receiver out, out. That's not a good thing to do right here. They also have Brian freaking Mitchell, one of the most feared kick returners
in the history of the game. You know, Brian Mitchell shredded me in the NFC Championship game. Damn, Brian Mitchell.
How funny is that?
That's funny as hell. But I did reach out to Coach D and Troy Wingirdle, who runs all the stuff for the team, say, I want a damn box too now. The hell with John getting all the stuff. I want a box. And I looked at some of the stuff they have. I don't have those things yet. You need to put on the mic to talk to me, Jeff.
I was going to say, I'm quite sure it's just a phone call away for you.
Well, I
apparently called, he made the call.
I already sent it. And he was like, yeah, man, a lot of people around the country been hitting me. I said, did Peanut hit you? Yep. Brandon, yep. Everybody he named hit him.
Because that video kind of went, not viral, but it went a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. And you know, as soon as somebody said they know you went to the school, and they start talking about, did y'all get one of those boxes?
Right.
Yeah, and I immediately called.
We could use some Rage and Cajun swag in the Prison Cell studio.
I had on some yesterday.
You want? No, but like a poster or something.
All right, we'll find something.
Yeah. B-Mitch in the Swamp.
I had that before.
The Sultan of the Swamp
one was kind of cool.
That's wild.
In my hip boots.
That's wild. What NFC title game was he talking about? One in Philly?
Nah, yeah, that was one against, in Philly. 0-2, wasn't it? 0-2.
Okay. I'm pulling it up.
Yeah. First play of the game, went 75. Dude scored on the next play. He squib kicked the rest of the day. They were playing keep away. I said, man, nobody came here to watch no damn keep away.
How mad were you guys to lose that game? I mean, at home, NFC title game.
I had spent the money already, Jay.
You'd spent the Super Bowl money already?
All week they kept saying, Tampa hadn't won a game under 30 degrees.
I remember that.
I say, dude, forget about that. We better go out there ready to play this damn game. And wasn't ready. Stop blitzing Brad Johnson.
Keyshawn caught a touchdown.
If you don't
game.
Blitz Brad Johnson, you're going to have problems.
Sure.
You know, if you blitz him, you can get him to make a mistake. But we didn't blitz him. And we got a great – we went boom, boom. I mean, it was like two plays, boom, boom, we scored. And then we got conservative. I don't know why.
That is unlike Andy.
Totally.
In that game, you had 4 kickoff returns for 125 yards. You had a 70-yard return. You had 4 punt returns for 34 yards with a 20-yard.
Yeah, the rest of them were squibs, and I had to catch it on the bounce.
Well, and they must have kicked it to other guys, too. Like, Slekta caught one.
There was squib kicking.
Right.
Whiting was Brandon was a he was a defensive tackle that was one of the blockers up front. So he returned one.
That was my lone kickoff return in high school was a squib. I caught it up like side of my helmet because it bounced up.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the kind you don't want to get hit in the chest right when you're like that.
I got drilled. I held on to the ball, but I got rocked.
Yeah.
Those Philly teams were good, man. It was interesting seeing Andy you talk about a dude content in his own skin, man.
Andy's cool, bro.
It's also interesting with the Grudens at this point. I'm curious if you agree. They seem like they've made their peace with probably not getting back into football. Like, they're doing all the media stuff. If you're trying to be a coach again and you start talking about gambling and, like, betting working for Barstool. I mean, Barstool's legitimately probably Roger Goodell's number one enemy.
Yeah.
You know, like.
The owner of it for sure. But I think John has so many things he can do. But in that quarterback school, he did the media stuff at a high, high level. I think John can, he will make a lucrative salary.
Well, dude, I imagine he's still getting paid out the 100 mil. He had with
they
the
were trying to stop some of that, so I don't know where it's at, but he'll get something out of it, maybe not all of it, but I think he still has enough of a cachet where he can still get something done.
Totally. I don't even know if, like, I imagine he's making good money at Barstool.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bruh. Listen, John was up there, dude. When he was doing Monday Night and all this different stuff.
Yeah.
He had
a Corona deal.
He makes money.
Yeah, he's doing all right. All right, I do have. I'm using Brian's computer charger right now.
Yeah, hope my computer don't die.
Oh, I did want to talk one quick thing. Trey Hendrickson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There, at various times, there have been a lot of excitement around Hendrickson. You know, he's asked to be able to negotiate a trade. And I asked Zach Taylor, he's like, nobody calls me, they call the GM. He just kind of walked away from it.
My man.
My understanding on the Hendrickson stuff, after being in Palm Beach for a couple days, talking to a lot of different people, a lot of... you know, some folks from Cincinnati, some folks not from Cincinnati. It seems like, I think there was a thought that like the draft would drive a deal with Hendrickson. Like, all right, they're going to get a couple picks. That deal will happen at the draft time. I'm not sure that's the situation. I think Hendrickson's going to miss all the voluntary stuff. And I think this thing gets into August, September, and it becomes a real blinking of, you know, who does something first? Who does he get a new deal, or is he willing to sit out? I think that's the way it's headed, more than his value to a team that just paid a ton to two receivers is significantly more than a second rounder.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the second rounder may prove to be a good player, but the odds are
incredibly
small that the second rounder gets 17 sacks this year, like he's done the last few years.
They've put themselves in a position where they paid everybody. You got this top notch guy. You may not be able to afford him, so you got to get something for him, and that may be the position they're in. It's not you getting the value of him when you start putting all this stuff out here, and you go and you sign all these offensive players. You're telling them what's the most valuable to you. So other teams know he's not going to be around, so they're going to sit back and wait. And if it gets to the point where you got to make a move, they're going to pounce on it.
Yeah.
So hopefully whoever have a good relationship with the people over there. Just say it like that.
You certainly hope for good relationships. It's the right way to live life, man. It's much, much more effective than – going the other direction. So if you're holding out hope on Hendrickson, I would have less hope than I did a week ago.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.